Now back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
What do the 1984 BYU Cougars and Hotel Park City have in common? Both voted number one. Hotel Park City voted number one. Hotel, steak, spa, and lunch in Park City's best awards. You've got one of the best in your own backyard. So book your Hotel Park City stay today. We're in Laramie, Wyoming. The first time BYU football comes to War Memorial in 15 years, looking to make it 10 straight wins over the Cowboys, four in a row here in Laramie. And who knows when this rivalry will be renewed again. Last time on the schedule is tonight, and nothing on future slates. And for tonight, BYU has itself a 27-point lead at 34-7 as we start quarter number four. By the way, still a quarter to go here, Hans.
Yep.
But no sacks allowed by the BYU offensive line and offensive players tonight. And under Kalani, BYU 22-4 when they don't allow a sack. And they've kept Jake Retzlaff pretty clean. And when he has felt the heat, he's been able to take off with positive gains to the tune of 62 yards on six carries.
Where do you even keep those numbers? How do you find them?
They're around.
Yeah, but that's deep. That's impressive. That's incredible. I mean, and by the way, Jake Retzlaff, his pocket navigation has avoided two or three sacks. He's done a great job.
Yeah, between me and Ralph, we got you covered, Hans.
You guys are impressive.
Run middle for a yard is all on first and 10. Jamari Farrell on that run to the 26. And he comes up a little hobbled. Jogs off. He got a little more steam to him now, but he'll be replaced by DJ Jones. And Wyoming tonight, 27 carries for 56 yards, 2.1 yards per carry. BYU nearly 5 yards per carry on the night. A jump up for the Cougs. Svoboda dancing in the pocket, gets out to the 30-yard line on a pass to Tyler King, crossing to the outside of the formation. He's about 4 yards shy of the line to gain, so third down and four. After three quarters, BYU outgaining Wyoming 384 to 139. Outpossessing Wyoming 25 to 20 in minutes.
BYU staying aggressive defensively, too. They brought six right there, put the heat on them.
Cover two on a third and four. Hand clap, knee-high snap, quick throw, and a first down. A quick slant in to Jalen Sargent to move the sticks. BYU's had only one third down conversion tonight, and in fact only one third down conversion over its last two games, yet BYU is doing quite fine offensively. A lob deep down the left side looking for Stevenson, and does he come down with it? There were two Cougars. I think it's an interception. Yes! Evan Johnson comes away with it with his first career pick.
Interception from defense. First down BYU.
Into double coverage. And Evan Johnson records the INT. The first giveaway by Wyoming on this night.
On the field.
And BYU's offense will be back out on the field. The Cougar defense with the takeaway, and we'll call that a power play of the game. Brought to you by Hyundai. The power play of the game is brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Evan Johnson with that play. It'll be the BYU offense back out on the field after this. 25-yard line the spot. The Cougs will be first down and 10. BYU 34, Wyoming 7 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
13:22 to play here in Laramie. And BYU on its way to a 3-0 start for the second consecutive season and fourth time in the last five seasons. Jake Retzlaff is 9 yards away from 300 passing for the night. He's at a 62-yard rushing night. Chase Roberts is 2 yards away from tying a career high in receiving yards for a single game. A lot of impressive numbers for BYU. One of them hasn't been third downs, but they're doing enough on first and second to only have gotten to 8 third downs on the night.
What I'm most impressed by is Evan Johnson's tight coverage to stay right in the chest of that receiver running stride for stride and be right there to bring that interception down. It's just been time and time again from these corners. Big plays and tight coverage.
Evan Johnson with his first pick to set BYU up. Retzloff will throw incomplete over the head of Darius Lassiter running down the numbers right side. That looked a little off.
Yeah, it did. Impromptu. It's almost like he felt like he could touch past that over the top of the defense and see if he could just drop it to Evan.
Jake's pass efficiency number tonight still north of 150. At 151, he's 22 for 36, 291, three scores and a pick. The pick came on the first drive of the game. Turnover margin even. One giveaway for either team. 34-7 Coug. Strength is to the right. The handoff goes left to Pokai Awahaunga. And he gets out to the 30-yard line on the second and 10. Gain of five. Pokai seeing his first touches of the season. He was involved in a double throw for BYU that went for 30 yards to Chase Roberts earlier in this game.
Here is your ninth third down opportunity.
Yep, BYU's and 1 for 8.
You want to start to build a little bit of confidence. You still have your starting unit in there. So if you're Jake Retzloff, you're just taking your time, you're showing some patience. You got to convert this just so you know you can convert on third downs.
Third down and 5. BYU 3 for 21 on third between last week at SMU and tonight here against Wyoming. Trips left. The look is left. The takeoff is right. Jake Retzloff's got a first down run, but a flag flies. Jake to the 50, the 40, shakes off a tackler, takes a hard hit at the 30. It's a massive gain, but two flags fly. They're maybe holding on BYU bringing this back, unfortunately.
They've been so tight on these holding calls off the edge. There are multiple flags coming off these edge seals.
Jake would have gone over 100 yards rushing if that play were to stand.
Yeah, they're going to throw two. They're going to throw.
There are two fouls on the play, both on offense. Holding number 88 offense, that penalty's declined. Holding number 70 offense, that penalty will be enforced from the previous spot. 10-yard penalty. Replay, third down.
Third down and nearly 15 now for BYU. That's the seventh penalty of the night. This is BYU's most penalized game of the season. Well, so enough things to work on here. A 27-point lead, but things you'll want to tidy up for the massive matchup with K-State next Saturday night.
Well, Tase actually drove his guy into the ground. They have been...
You haven't liked their holding calls.
No, they've been really ticky-tack with those holding calls.
And the tight ends especially have gotten a couple of calls you really don't like.
Yeah.
A-Rod's going to call run. And another flag flies, wiping off the Hounder run, I would think. Another hold here. Yep. Offensive lineman is trying to gesture as if, you've got to be kidding me.
That's
Connor Pay this time talking to the referee. And will this be another hold bringing back the run by Hounder? BYU players throwing up their hands right now in frustration.
Oh, no, that is a hold. That one's a hold. It's almost,
there is no foul on the play.
It's almost like Connor Pay.
The result, line of game is short for fourth down.
Yeah, okay,
fourth
so they gave Hounga the run out to the 32, but it'll be fourth and four, meaning punt team on and BYU will kick it away. So a decent run there by Pokai. That's 12 yards, and that's the second longest run of the night after Jake Retzloff's 28.
Some of the holding calls have been bizarre. And then they picked that flag up on that hold, but Connor Pay actually flinged the defensive tackle to the ground. So who knows where these officials are coming from on these holds now.
Sam Vanderhaar with a little rugby jog to the right. A back spinner fair caught at the 23 of Wyoming by Tyler King. Timeout on the field.
Timeout on the field.
Yep. 11:39 to play in the game. 34-7. BYU leading Wyoming. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Before we get to the scores, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
A crazy game tonight in Fort Worth. UCF at TCU. UCF trailed by as many as 3 touchdowns in the second half. They had 3 block kicks, but with 36 seconds left, KJ Jefferson found Kobe Hudson for the go-ahead touchdown, and the Knights take down the Horned Frogs in Fort Worth, 35-34. Back out to Laramie, and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Shep. And down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. Mitch.
Yeah, Greg, we're starting to see a lot of the starters come out on defense. They're sitting on the bench with helmets off. So it looks like, for the most part, this Kalani feels like the team is in a good spot to give those guys some rest and a great opportunity for some of these twos and threes to get looks, especially as you're going to need the depth heading into Big 12 play.
And one of those twos, thank you, Mitch, is Therian Alexander III, and he just breaks up a pass to the far sideline, a high ball thrown to the boundary, incomplete, second down and 10 now for Wyoming. And Evan Svoboda, who's now in pistol with a give right side to Jones, stop for a loss on the play on the run to the right hash. It'll be third down and 10. Svoboda is now 11 for 27, so a completion rate of 41%, right on his season number. Raider DeMooney, one of those defensive reserves in the game. So Jay Hill's going to ride his backups to the finish here and stayed pretty healthy with the mainliners heading into next week home to Kansas State. And what a game that is now. Ranked in 3-0 K-State, 3-0 BYU, 8:30 kick at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Place will be rocking and sold out next Saturday night.
Get that at home, and that's a great home game to have. BYU fans, you better come out in mass. They're going to need you.
Svoboda takes a deep drop back, dancing in the pocket, and throws wide open to midfield. Tyler King makes the catch and the tackle made at the 40-yard line of BYU. Well, that kind of came out of nowhere. Wyoming with another third down conversion. BYU has only one on the night, despite leading by 27. Wyoming now 5 for 16 on third downs tonight. BYU 1 for 9. Of course, two fourth down conversions early in the game factored in BYU's conversion rate on the night.
That's Miles Hall, who was back there in the safety position in coverage, and he just fell down, fell straight to his belly. That's why that opened up.
BYU late to set themselves defensively there. Heat on Svoboda, who throws underneath, complete to Sam Scott for a gain of 5. It'll be second and 5 at the BYU 35. 10:05 to play here in Laramie.
As Mitch pointed out, you get a lot of reserves. These guys have been sitting on the bench for a couple hours.
Jay Bryant Strother is out there. Tommy Prassis is out there.
Come in.
Jonathan Cabea is out there. Raider DeMooney is out there. I'm mentioning Therian Alexander. Miles Hall, the linebacker, is out there. His hands called his name a moment ago. Sione Moa, the linebacker, is also part of the group. There's also Sione Moa, the running back in this game. The handoff to Sam Scott goes right on second and 5. Outside the right side, numbers for 3. And now there's some pushing and shoving after the whistle between Alexander and I think Jalen Sargent at the far sideline. They got broken up, no flags. It'll be third down and 2 now for Wyoming. The Pokes, 6 for 16. I think I said 5 a moment ago. They hadn't refreshed it. 6 for 16 on third. BYU 1 for 9. Svoboda's under center. Stretch handoff to Scott. Turns the corner, first down. 25-20. Red zone possession now for Wyoming. So the backups come in the game, and Wyoming goes on an immediate long drive into scoring territory.
This stuff happens, and they're leaving Svoboda in, and they're trying to get those edges. And these young guys, they just make mistakes. You got one guy that falls down. Now you've got a young guy that gives up the edge. He actually gets pressed. So Ephraim Asiata has got edge control. He gets doubled. He gets pushed. He gets pushed down to the ground. And you've got a very soft edge. You've got to hold that thing tight.
Svoboda claps the hands. Chest high snap. Quickly turns and pivots and throws. Should have been intercepted. It goes through the hands of the receiver and dropped by the defensive back. That would have given the ball back to BYU. That was Therian Alexander III. Tough luck for Therian there as he had it come into his hands and through the fingertips. Of course, it took a quick deflection off the receiver, I think, too. So it was a quick adjustment by Therian, but he was right there for it and almost had a pick that would have ended the drive.
Yeah, that receiver should have caught that ball. I mean, that was in his hands. That was Tyler King. He should have came down with it and just slipped right through his fingers.
Svoboda. Give middle to Jamari Farrell for almost nothing. It'll be third down and 9 at the 17-yard line of BYU. 8:20 to play. The outcome of this game is not in doubt. The only question now will be the final score.
It's always tough as a second-string defense to come in and try to hold them, Greg, because your legs are tight. I know you should be in position, but it's always tough.
Jones, a tailback off the left hip of Svoboda, takes his three-step. Underneath, flag flies as the completion goes to the 15-yard line to Jones, well short of the line to gain. It'll be 4th and 6 if the call stands. We'll see what BYU chooses to do here. Fourth and six, almost seven.
There's going to be a holding.
If they decline it.
Holding. Number 72 offense. 10-yard penalty from previous spot. Replay third down.
So it'll back them up. Make it a longer field goal try if they don't get the necessary yards here.
That is...
Had they declined it, they would have given Wyoming about a fourth and six or fourth and seven. In a game you lead 34-7. Instead, the ball backed up to the 26, creating a third down and 19. Scott, BYU jumped offside, free play for Wyoming. Lobbed to the end zone, picked off at the three-yard line by BYU. And that was Raider DeMooney on the interception, but it looked like a free play offside jump, unless this gets called a false start. But it had the feel of an offside. We'll see what they call here. Flags flew. And Raider did secure that, right? Had the pick at the far sideline, but
yep.
We're dubious if it will stand.
Defense offsides, 44, defense. 5 yards, replay third down.
Now third and 14. And the ball will be placed at the 21-yard line.
The young guy from Asiata, he's wanting to make plays, Greg, and you can just see it on him. He wants to hit somebody so bad, but he's got to stay on the outside and stay onside.
Third and 14 pokes at the BYU 21. Clean pocket for Svoboda. Guns it for the end zone. Back shoulder. Flags pass interference. Now you've got yourself a first and goal for Wyoming. And it was still an interesting call. You would have forced Wyoming into a fourth and seven. And they either would go for it or give themselves points that really wouldn't affect the outcome of the game. BYU accepted the penalty. And since then, just bad things happened.
Pass interference. Number 23 defense. 15 yards from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
He did have his hands kind of on him early, pushing him towards the pylon just a little bit early right there.
So now it's first and goal for Wyoming with 7:25 to play in the football game.
Young guy mistakes. Well, that was Kabea, didn't you say? Yeah, that was on Jonathan Kabea.
Chika Ebenoha just left the game. It's all backups for the most part in for BYU now. They go empty, Svoboda in the gun. First and goal from the six. King motions left to right. High snap. Keep by Svoboda. Ridden down at the five-yard line. Gain of 1 second. A goal from the five. Clock rolls towards 7 minutes.
Wyoming is trying to iron out some of their offensive inefficiencies by leaving in their starters and keeping Svoboda driving and going, even though BYU's rotated into their second and third strings. They're trying to figure out some timing issues.
BYU's trying to figure out the penalty issues. More flags tonight than the first two games combined.
Yeah, and it feels like three-fourths of them were holding.
Svoboda in the gun. They rifle it at his knees, pulls it up, and lobs it for the end zone. Back left corner, it's well incomplete. Third and goal from the five coming up.
Nicely defended.
Svoboda.
Tanner Wall, perfect position over the top of that thing. And you are seeing a bunch of young guys out there on the corners, on both edges, coming up with some solid productions.
D-line checking in, John Taumoepeau, part of this reserve group. Third and goal from the five. Number five, King, will motion left to right. Svoboda claps his hands, takes a belt high snap, throws left flat, complete to the 10, to the 5. And kept shy of the goal line. Nice hits at the one-yard line, keeping the receiver out of the end zone. It was Chris Durr Jr. making the catch and did not get to the plane. So on fourth and goal now from the one, where will they spot the ball here? They haven't placed it down yet, have they?
No. Yes, now on the one.
Okay, so on the one. Fourth and goal from the one, and Wyoming will try for a touchdown here. 6:33 to play. BYU platooning late, getting players off the field. Just in time. They're going to go pistol here with a fourth and goal from the one. Svoboda trailed by Scott. Motion man right to left. Snap Svoboda. Keep Svoboda into the end zone. Touchdown, Wyoming. 34-13 with a PAT pending.
A lot of youth in that defensive drive right there. BYU's just trying to get them a little bit of experience, and this is always a learning experience. And, you know, Greg, I know you give up the touchdown, but you now go back. You have a kind of a youth sit down with Jay Hill and their position coaches, and you all go over this film and say, okay, well, why are you hitting him a little bit early? Okay, well, why are you jumping off the ball? There, multiple penalties got him into that end zone.
PAT is up and good, 34-14. That was a season-long drive in plays, in yards, in time. Coming into tonight, Wyoming's long
timeout on the field.
Long drive in plays was 9. They've had 11 and 12 play scoring drives tonight. Their long drive in distance was 74. They've had 75 and 76 in this game. Their long drive in time was 4:23. That was a 5:10. 6:29 to play, timeout on the field. 34-14, Cougs lead the Cowboys on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey, Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. A little bit of work left to be done here in Laramie. BYU by a 20-point lead, 34-14, 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. It was 14-7. BYU went on a 20-0 run, making it 34-7, a season-long drive by Wyoming. Now makes it a 20-point game. May see an onside kick try by the Cowboys. BYU expecting it. Now they'll spread out a little bit. They were tightly packed at the Wyoming 45. John Hoyland will kick off. Goes deep. Marion calls fair catch. It'll come out to the 25-yard line. Marion earlier tonight, a 100-yard kickoff return that was actually closer to 102, 103 coming out of the end zone. So to the 25-yard line, BYU, I think, could use a solid drive to put a couple of style points and give themselves a little better feeling coming out of this one here. 6:29 to play in the 34-14 game.
Keeping the bulk of their starting offensive line.
They've changed quarterbacks, though, so this may be a run-heavy drive, and so they may or may not be looking to tack on a score. We'll see how they treat Gary Bohannon's series here. Gary Bohannon is the quarterback. Pokai Hunga is the running back in pistol. They're going to let Gary throw his first pass as a Cougar. Sprint out to the right and throws downfield. Reiner Swanson makes the catch to the 39-yard line. 14-yard completion. First completion for Gary Bohannon. Bohannon to Swanson. And BYU out near the 40-yard line.
Gary took a pretty hard shot, too. That is actually, it looks a lot like the play earlier where Jake Retzloff completed on a fourth down off the move, taking the hit. So Gary knows the heat is on him, but he wants to put it on target. That's a really nice throw.
Twins left. Tight end left. Tight end right. Keeper for Gary to the right. He was surprised to find that hole open up the way it did. He ended going out to the 46-yard line for a 7-yard gain. It'll be second down, long three for BYU. Gary Bohannon has ended Jake Retzloff's night. So Jake will go 22 for 36, 291, 3 touchdowns and a pick, pass efficiency rating of 151. If you're north of 150, you are likely winning the football game. In fact, under Kalani, BYU 33-3. With a pass efficiency rating of 150 or better. Bohannon now gun with Pokai to his left hip. Two receiving options to the left. Two to the right. Swing pass left. Complete to Cody Hagan. Hagan tackled for maybe it's a gain of 1 on a 2nd and 3. They'll give him a yard to the 47. 3rd down and 2 for BYU. A chance to gussy up that 3rd down number. 1 for 9 tonight. And 3 for 22 over the last 2 weeks. Certainly a number that has to see massive improvement in Big 12 play. The Cougs will be halfway to bowl eligibility with a win tonight. 34-14, 4:40 to play. Many, if not most, of the fans have left the stands here at War Memorial. They're in the pistol. Pokai behind Gary Bohannon. Strength is left. Give his Pokai running left. Pokai first down and more. Into Wyoming territory to the 42-yard line. 4:20 to play, and the clock is rolling.
I do want to mention that this is against about 80% of the starting defense for Wyoming. They've left most of their defensive front in.
Yeah, they rarely rotate, and they're not using a lot of backups in this situation. Hans is right to point that out, where BYU's emptied the bench on defensively for a while now.
Yeah, I just don't want people to think that this is clean-up garbage minutes against second and thirds off Wyoming. They've got about 80% in. They've got their full defensive front in.
BYU's backup receivers are in. Kingston, Hagan, and JoJo. So Chase Roberts' night is done. Shotgun split backs. Keeper Bohannon trying to shake off a tackle on first and 10. Didn't get much. Maybe a yard to the 41. Second and 9, BYU. 3:40 to go. BYU would love to finish the game with the football, score or not. Just kind of run the game out here. But they'll face a second down and 9. 34-14 may be our final score. We shall see. BYU will go to 3-0. That much we know. 3-0 for a second season and fourth time in the last five under Kalani. Shotgun snap, Gary. Sprint out, dump off. Pokai makes the catch. Nice stiff arm. 35, 30-yard line. First down. Pokai and the BYU Cougars. Second and 9, converting to the 30. 3:04, the clock is rolling.
It's a nice connection. Very nice pass by Gary Bohannon. Good accuracy just to put it out in front of Pokai. So he's able to grab that thing with momentum, turn and get his hips down so he can get that first.
You know, 41-14 just feels a little better than 34-14 to me, but I'm not sure BYU is going to give themselves a chance for that number because they're close to getting to victory formation territory with one more first down.
And you know Kalani. Kalani loves to, even though it's Wyoming, Kalani loves to end it with a knee.
Sione takes the give, falls forward, and now drags tacklers. What a run from Sione Moas. Gain of 6 to the 24-yard line. Wyoming has one timeout remaining, but I can't see them calling it for any reason. So one more first down and BYU can... Wyoming has all their timeouts remaining. BYU is the one with one left. Pardon me. I'm not sure Wyoming would stop it either with 3. Now they have stopped it at least one time. There's a timeout on the field. Who called this one?
2-minute timeout on the field.
There we go. No one did because we're at the 2-minute timeout. Still getting used to that. 2 minutes to go. BYU facing a 2nd and 4. One first down away, perhaps, from kneeling this one out. 34-14. Taking a break on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Gear. BYU Sports Network.
2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. BYU 34, Wyoming 14. Down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. A lot of the fans leaving the stands tonight, Mitch, but a pretty good game day environment they had for BYU coming into town tonight.
Yeah, first time in Laramie, and it was quite the experience. I found the barrel man. I tweeted out to Jason a picture of me and the barrel man. He's still roaming the stands. Just, I don't think he sat all game. Well, he can't sit because he's wearing a barrel. But it's a great environment. It's fun. These are rowdy fans. It's emptied pretty good, but my first experience. Good time here in Laramie.
Long may he roam, barrel man. 2nd and 4 from the Wyoming 24. They're in pistol. Gary turns and gives to Sione Moa. Moa lands at the 21. It'll be 3rd down and 1. If the Cougars make the line to gain, they can kneel the game out. I'm not sure Wyoming would stop it, even with 3 timeouts remaining. I can't see why. So... a yard for the football game, a yard and a half, 3rd and a long 1 for BYU. Got to get to the 20-yard line, ball between the 21 and 22. Gary Bohannon has replaced Jake Retzloff. Gary, 3 for 3 for 27 yards.
Really nice.
First BYU appearance.
Nice timing, good looks.
Jerem Jordan notifying. Yeah, it's been 700 days exactly between completions for Gary Bohannon. Didn't get there. On 3rd and a long 1, on a tough 3rd down night, didn't get to the 20-yard line. It'll be 4th down now in inches, and I'm assuming BYU will keep the offense on the field, try and get that 4th down and end the game.
Yep. Yeah, just go power again. Give them an option. Give them a push. You've got your starting offensive line still in this game. Connor Pay at the center. You still got Caleb Etienne at the tackle and Keim at the right tackle. So just get the push and get the first and get this game over.
The play clock down to 6 and 5. They're not going to snap another play. BYU will use its final timeout with 33 seconds to play.
BYU calls their 3rd and final timeout of the half, 30 seconds in length.
We'll see what they decide to do.
Would there be any reason to tack a field goal onto it?
Philosophically, I'm not sure. Other than giving your guy a look, a chance to practice his swing. I mean
personally, I'm just going to go push for the first and see if I can just end this without.
Yeah. And once you get the first down, it's all over, and they're going to keep the offense on the field.
Yeah, and it's a.
So they just talked it over. And BYU out of timeouts. They're going to. And they might even just choose to go victory now and not even worry about trying to get the first down. We'll see what they do here. Tane Kua ends up going out in the formation. They're going to put Gary under center, maybe just sneak for the first down.
Yeah.
Fourth and inches. Gary.
Yep.
Sneaks for the first down. BYU makes the first down, and BYU wins the football game. The whistles will stop the clock on the first down gain. The sticks will move. And BYU need not snap another play. The play clock is at 25. The game clock is at 20. This game is over. So we will take a break and begin our postgame coverage. Final score, BYU 34, Wyoming 14 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Final score, BYU 34 and Wyoming 14. BYU led this game by 10 at the break, 17-7. The second half began with a bang for BYU. Wyoming kicked off after BYU deferred following the coin toss win to begin the game. And with that kickoff return to open half number two, Keelan Marion did this. Keelan Marion is back in the end zone and taking it out from 2 yards deep. Marion to the 20, the 25, big hole for Marion. Coming right side, like he make it left side. Marion cutting inside 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! And no flags! Keelan Marion opens the second half. And in 15 seconds, the Cougars make it 23-7. PAT good 24-7. BYU would add a Will Farron field goal of 37 yards in the third quarter, 27-7. BYU would score one more time in the third quarter. They would go up 34-7 on Jake Retzloff's third touchdown pass of the night. Two wide receivers left, short side. Ball near hash. They motion to strength left. They play fake Moa. Jake's caught up in the pocket. Throws on the run to the goal line. Touchdown! Darius Lassiter! Great find from Retzloff. And Darius Lassiter with the touchdown catch, the Cougars make it 33-7 with the PAT pending, with 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. BYU did not score in the fourth quarter, 34-7 after three. Wyoming scored a touchdown against BYU's backup defenders, and the fourth final score is 34-14. BYU outgains Wyoming tonight by a more than 2-1 margin, 458-217. It was a 300-yard passing day for BYU, 291 from Retzloff and 27 from Bohannon, 318-140 through the air. BYU outrushed Wyoming 140-77. BYU was penalized 9 times, season high for 80 yards. The Cougars almost doubling up Wyoming in first downs, 23-12. Third down number not great again after going 2-for-13 at SMU, 2-for-11 tonight. So against FBS opposition, BYU was 4-for-24 on third downs. Keep in mind, on fourth downs, BYU's been very, very good this year. After going 3-for-3 tonight, BYU's 8-for-10 on fourth downs. And Aaron Roderick does compute the fourth downs into his conversion rate. He calls them conversion downs, not just third downs. So between third and fourth downs, BYU's number looks a little better, but still a lot of work to do in moving the sticks there. Total plays, BYU snapped 2 more than Wyoming tonight, 67-65. In yards per play, BYU more than doubled up the Pokes at 6.8-3.3. This was positive, 5 yards per rush to Wyoming's 2.3. Jake Retzloff was the leading ground gainer at 62 yards on 6 carries. But on a night when L.J. Martin and Hinkley Ropati were not even on the trip, BYU did not find the replacement running back in one guy. They used 3 different guys, and you know, Sione Moa and Pokai Haunga had probably the best outcomes tonight. Sione, 6-for-17, but Pokai, 5-for-35, 7 yards per touch, a long of 12. They'll keep doing it by committee until LJ and Hinkley get back. But 5 yards per carry is a step up, and 140 rush yards is a decent number. 62 coming from the quarterback. I thought Jake had a really nice night.
Jake had a great night. I thought his rushing was great. I thought that his second half was solid with his targets. I felt like his percentages were good. So I actually feel pretty encouraged with Jake Retzlaff right now. I'm pretty discouraged with the running back situation. I don't know the outlook for L.J. Martin and Hinkley Rapati. Those things make me nervous because, Greg, I would really like to have the run game settled going into that Kansas State game. So I just some quick math that I put together. You had 19 carries for 64 yards among those three running backs, if I'm not mistaken. That gives you a 2.9 yard per carry average. Now, that goes to Miles Davis and his 8 carries for 15 yards.
And you said 19 for 67, is that right?
Yeah. So it that puts you right at 2.9 or right around 3 yards per carry. It's not good enough. And you got to have something going into Big 12 play, something that you can really rely on in the run game. Because let's be honest, if in the Big 12, if you think that Jake Retzlaff is going to carry you with ground gains and passing, and he's going to be your offense, you're going to be sorely mistaken. He's good in certain moments, but he's not going to be able to carry this offense to anything gigantic or significant. You got to have some run support. So go back and watch the film. Maybe it is hung up. Maybe you saw something you liked from Sione Moa. But that's the problem, Greg. You don't have it in stone ready for Kansas State. You've got it a guess, and you're going to go to practice with it, and then you're going to show it against Kansas State.
Okay, among tonight's other numbers of note, in this 34-14 win, BYU outpossessed Wyoming 33-27 minutes. Red zone, BYU perfect 4-for-4 tonight. Wyoming was 2-for-2. Both teams had one giveaway. BYU threw a pick, and with Retzlaff and Svoboda also threw an interception. No sacks allowed by BYU. And how about this? Only 3 sacks allowed through 3 games.
Awesome.
By BYU in this new offensive line look and coach and everything else. That's very encouraging. And BYU now under Kalani goes to 23-4 when they don't allow a single sack. A lot of positive trends continue for the Cougars tonight. They defeat Wyoming for a 10th consecutive time, a 4th consecutive time here in Laramie. And BYU goes to 3-0 for a 2nd consecutive season. Halfway to bowl eligibility, Hans.
Well, you talk about the offensive line and the performance that they're putting out there. Would you be shocked? Okay, so through the first 2 games, I believe the highest graded offensive lineman was Caleb Etienne. My eye and just what I was watching, I would grade Caleb Etienne, again, very high in this game. Would it shock the world if Caleb Etienne was your highest graded offensive lineman through the first 3 games? But he has been very special. He is locking up guys. He is continuing to drive. He is showing some absolute want to. And I've been really happy with him. The other great news is Braden Keim, we just haven't heard his name. He's just doing his job consistently. Now, we did see some holding calls. There was one by Ray Paulo. There was a couple by, well, I think one by Connor Pay, maybe a couple on the offensive line. I thought that they were terrible calls. I thought that they were really bad holding calls, except for one. But I've been really pleased with this offensive line. I do want to mention on top of this, though, Greg, because a lot of times, you know, we can just throw stats against a wall and try to make a case for something. And I could throw these rushing stats and say, oh, well, it's not good. Well, Wyoming's rushing defense is giving up 185 yards a game on the ground. Wyoming said, well, we're not going to let BYU push us around. So they did use personnel packages to slow down the run. So that could have something to do with it. Absolutely, it could have something to do with it. And maybe Kansas State goes out and tries to focus more on Chase Roberts or JoJo Phillips or Darius Lassiter or Keelan Marion. Maybe they try to focus more on it and it opens up the run. So you're really hoping that Kansas State and some of these Big 12 defenses have to focus on something other than the run. And maybe you can get some run going that way. But Wyoming stacked it in. They really wanted to press out that run.
And the run game we noted with Jake Retzlaff to 62 yards for him, 2 yards off his career rushing high in a single game, came against Iowa State last year. 34-14, BYU defeats Wyoming. Coming up next, we'll begin Hyundai Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.